It's here and now. And now that we're well into August, are you just too tired of turning on the stove or the oven to cook? Maybe it's just too hot, too humid. Well, never fear. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunz joins us in the studio with her ideas for no-cook cooking. Kathy, welcome.
Hello.
Okay, Kathy, I have to say I kind of do dread the idea of sweating in front of a stove in the middle of a heat wave.
I think a lot of people, even if it's starting to cool off, it's so ironic because just as all the great fruits and vegetables of summer come into harvest, we tend to lose our interest in cooking because we're just hot.
Let me tell you, though, one of my favorite no-cook cooking dishes, I didn't think of it this way until we started talking about it, is ceviche, right? Where you just take raw fish and douse it in lemon or lime juice.
Exactly.
And let the acids do the work.
That's right. There's no heat involved. Ceviche is a great South American dish. Some people say it started in Peru or Chile. It is seafood, generally like shrimp or conch, or it can be lobster. It can be absolutely any type of fish you want, and it is tossed with red onion, tomatoes, lime juice, lots of fresh lime juice, grated lime zest or lemon, mm-hmm. and the acid actually changes the texture of the fish so that it tastes like it's cooked after it sits in this marinade for about an hour or so, and it's absolutely fat. I love it, too.
I'm ready to have one and a mojito right on the side.
Oh, wow. This is taking a turn. You want to get into drinks already?
Well, why don't we start with what may be typically a first course or even a main course in the summer, and that's salads.
Salads is the obvious way to go when you talk about no-cook cooking, but the possibilities are so much more than tossing iceberg or fabulous greens from your salad. Everything from watermelon, tomato, cucumber, red onions, lime, and feta. We could talk about chopped salads, one of my favorite, a real Middle Eastern specialty, where you take all the great harvest that's out this time of year, ripe tomatoes, cucumbers, red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers, scallions. You could add feta to this as well, olive oil, lemon, and pepper. That's it. But then you could really twist it around. You could add ripe peach slices. Peaches get along really well with salty cheeses like feta and tomatoes and cucumbers. These kind of chopped salads are exactly what they sound like. You take some ingredients and you chop them.
Yeah.
And then you throw olive oil and fresh lemon juice and pepper on and sea salt and you're there.
Wow.
I have a very good friend, Karen Frillman, who grows a lot of raw kale. So right before you is her idea for a salad.
Okay,
this is raw kale.
Kale salad in front of me. Okay.
So I just took it out of my garden a few hours ago, and I cut it into ribbons. Mm. Chiffonade is what Julia Child would call it, but just thinly sliced. And I tossed it with olive oil and white wine vinegar
and
sea salt. Those are raisins.
Raisins and pecans?
Those are pecans. Karen uses pinoli nuts, but I didn't have any.
Okay.
You could, if you want to cheat, toast the nuts so they're a tiny bit warm. But what happens is that the salt softens the kale. So taste that. It doesn't taste raw. It's not like, it almost looks cooked, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it looks like green pasta.
That nice, bright green color.
Exactly.
That you get with a light steam sometimes.
And I really love that salad. You let it sit for about 15 minutes and that's what you get. You have the
that
sweet and the crunch.
Is delicious.
I mean, that's a 10-minute no-cook salad.
Mm.
You could take carrots and zucchini and use a wide vegetable peeler and cut ribbons off of those and make a salad with raw vegetables.
So I'm hearing basically a running theme here, which is you can do a lot with a medley of gorgeous fresh vegetables. And a salad isn't the only sort of presentation for that, right?
Not at all. I also want to say that all those salads would make great sandwiches. Everything we just talked about could be placed on really delicious bread.
So let's talk about something else that you have brought here. And it's in front of me, so I can't stop myself.
You can't ignore it.
And it's actually something that I think tastes better cold anyway. And brought a gazpacho.
I brought a gazpacho. You would never have. A gazpacho is a cold Spanish soup. This is essentially a salad that's been pureed. I make this one with tomatoes, cucumbers, green peppers, scallions. I add a little bit of vinegar and olive oil and sea salt and basil. Mm. It also has some breadcrumbs in it, which is why it's so thick. And then it's garnished beautifully with all of those raw ingredients. So have a taste of that,
okay,
because that is a whole meal right there. But we could also talk about cucumber soup with buttermilk and dill. This is a recipe we'll have on the website.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that refreshing?
It's delicious.
Yeah, that's a 10. If you have a blender or a food processor, that is a 10-minute soup.
This soup is at risk of interrupting the entire interview because it's so
We've
good.
Got time
but I'll put
here.
It down. Okay.
She did put it down.
Now, what about things like not sauces per se, but pesto maybe? I mean, I tried the other day to do a broccoli-based pesto. I had to cook the broccoli. Personally, it didn't work out for me because I put too much garlic in it.
Yeah, that's not jazzing me too much. But no. How about cilantro pistachio?
Cilantro pistachio.
How about mint almond? A pesto does not have to be the classic basil and pine nuts. You could use any herb and any nut. And you can go crazy with that. Cilantro and pistachio is fantastic with leftover chickens. So that's a whole other subcategory here. Sauces and pestos and toppings are great at making cold foods and leftover foods come alive again. We talked about pesto. Another really quick thing is an avocado cream where you puree ripe avocados with a little bit of heavy cream or creme fraiche and salt and pepper, and you get this gorgeous pale green cream that you could spread on a taco with some leftover steak or chicken, or you could scatter one of those salads on top of it and keep it vegetarian. Really simple, but really popping the flavors of late summer.
Wow. Honestly, I'm starting to get really hungry just listening to you describe the way that popping is a good word because there's so many bold flavors with summer.
And I think people think if you don't cook food that it's dull. I'm not talking about the raw food movement, which is a whole other subcategory of cuisine. I'm talking about taking harvested, delicious, seasonal, fresh foods and really just enjoying them without heating up the kitchen or even your grill. But you know what? It goes even further. We could talk about drinks and even dessert.
Right. Well,
cooking.
I mentioned that mojito earlier.
The mojito.
I don't know if that's
going.
On your list, but
it's not. But how about a milkshake using ginger ice cream and coconut milk? So you're not using a lot of heavy dairy. You throw it into a blender. 1, 2, 3. You've got this gorgeous milkshake or a lemon sorbet with fresh mango and coconut milk and fresh mint. My daughter, who's a budding food writer, Emma Rudolph, just wrote a piece about her grandmother's caterpillar cake where you take chocolate cookies and then she made it lighter. Instead of whipped cream, she whips coconut milk. You take a can of full fat coconut milk. You chill it overnight and you whip it and it becomes like whipped cream and it's way lighter and less calories. And then you assemble, you take a cookie, some of the cream, cookie cream, and it looks like a caterpillar. And this was one of her childhood favorites. Another favorite, a friend of mine, Joe Yonan, has just written a wonderful new book about vegetables. And he does what he calls a tart in a jar, where he crumbles cookies with a little honey, puts it like in the bottom of a little glass jar, and layers it with whipped cream or yogurt and fresh berries so that it looks like a fruit tart. Uh-huh. No cooking, really clever, wonderful idea. Fruit kebabs, fruit salads. We could go on all day.
We could go on all day.
We need to eat the rest of that gazpacho.
Yeah, don't keep it from me any longer. It is so delicious. Well, here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst with her no-cook cooking ideas. We'll have recipes for that kale salad and the gazpacho and more at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you. This was fun.
Okay, back to eating for me.
Go.
Well, hold on a second, Meghna, because she left out one really important option for keeping
that?
The stove cool. Order out.
Oh, order out. That
what?
Would work.
Where was that?
That would work, but that's nowhere near as fun as making a homemade salad and all that sort of delicious stuff. But anyway, definitely take a look at hereandnow.org for those recipes. They are amazing. From NPR and WBR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.